Well, I, for one, enjoyed sleeping with the windows open last night. Nice and cool. We're at 48 degrees right now with the sun shining. It's Thursday. Got to get our talk around going with some Wapton history. And Jana Gageland back in, our favorite history teacher. And you never taught history. That's the crazy thing.
I didn't even know I really liked it.
Well, so. I think all that's changed.
It has.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk something. You said to a little out of season, but we're going to talk hockey.
We are.
Okay. And and that hockey's role in Wapton history.
Well, not most recent, but, you know, we're talking back in the 30s.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty close.
Was it bigger back then? I mean, was it more?
No.
Okay.
No. But, when you think about where they played, they played on the skating rink. You know, they didn't have their own hockey rink down there. They might have had a bench to sit on.
Right.
They were out in the elements.
It was pretty primitive.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't remember it being that way for any team that they played against. They were all kind of in the same boat.
Right.
No indoor facilities, just get out there and
just get out and skate and move the puck around. Yeah.
Well, they probably had to clear the snow, too.
True.
So, yeah. Kind of crazy. But so I just kind of stumbled on this topic. I was looking for something else and hockey, what's this? So of course I had to finish it.
Sure.
So back in 1935, we had our first hockey team. And this comes from the school yearbook. They didn't really, through this time period, cover it a lot on the sports page. They didn't even have a sports page. But they had some of the articles and no pictures. The picture you got would have been, in the yearbook. So that's all we had. But they played Science School.
Yes, they had a team.
And they played Breckenridge, two easy games, and Valley City. And they lost one of them to Valley City, but they beat the college. They kind of didn't really have a lot of interest. They had six players. So subbing was tough.
Yeah.
But they finished with a 4-1 season.
Not bad.
No. So we move on to 36.
Okay.
So 1936, again, the yearbook says that they have three veterans returning. They had 15 who came out for the first practice, but by the end of the season they had 10 left, which was much better than the year before. They opened against the Wahpeton Independents. That's like the amateur baseball that we have,
right.
The same way. Hockey was the same thing.
This was in 36.
Yep, and it was independent. They played other teams, that were city teams, kind of like they do now with baseball. But we went to Jamestown, and we lost. We lost to Fargo. I mean, these are kind of one-sided, 6-1, 9-3. Fairmont had a hockey team. Fairmont High
in 36.
School. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we played them, and we beat them 15-0.
Okay.
On one side. It was a slow, easy contest, according to the write-up.
So they had a team. Didn't say they were a good team, but they had a team.
And we played them a second time, and we won 8-0. We played Fargo. Fargo beat us again. And then we played the Independents, but we played a really good game against Valley City. It went into two extra periods.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was a 5-4 win for Valley City. So that year, we finished 5-5.
Not bad.
And took on some new opponents. Nice to see that Fairmont had something. Okay, so now we're going to go to 1937.
All right, moving up.
We are, 1937. Again, the picture that we have comes from the yearbook. Because there wasn't anything in the newspapers. But the ice sport has attracted more boys each year. So we have kind of a full house there.
Okay.
And they're ranked third in our sport of interest. So again, we went to Jamestown, and that was a bitterly fought game. We lost 2-1. Went to Valley City, got roughed up a little bit, and lost 8-0. And then we played Fargo, who had won the state championship the year before. And the purple and gold, they were under a barrage of goal shots. They lost 8-1. But the victory, and are you on the, 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. The victory-starved Wahpeton team feasted on a 5-0 triumph over the Wahpeton Indian School.
Mm-hmm.
Willard Dablo.
Yeah, my dad.
Making his debut in the Nets, played a brilliant game, stopping many would-be goals.
He was the goalie, yes. Yep. And my uncle Herman Becker, too, is in this photograph.
Yep, yep. So a lot of these players, then, you know, those names we can kind of pick up on a little bit.
Because sure.
You see them in other things. And we also had Thomas Strand. He was part of the All-State team. That was kind of good. So that was 1937.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
What a great picture. Thank you for bringing this in.
Sure.
A little family history for me here.
Yeah. Well, I was a little surprised when I saw it. I'm like, I got to share this with Bill.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Yeah. Thank you.
So in 1938, the Wahpeton hockey team has 7 games scheduled. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the same players are returning. And we now find that we have more people out. So there's a different kind of a letter or different kind of a write-up. We have 7 lettermen returning. And and Dablo, again, was doing an outstanding work.
Yeah, he was a great goalie from everything I've been told.
Yeah. And so, again, we had some of the regular opponents, but we added Sacred Heart out of Fargo. We played the Independents again, and then Fergus Falls Dema Lake Club. So we were then going to be graduating some, you know, like Jack Pfister.
Yeah, yeah. I see him on here too, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, some really names of athletes that were contributing for many years to the high school.
Boy, great history here.
Yeah. I can pick out your dad.
Everyone. My eye goes right to him.
Yeah. So in 1939, we had hockey yet again.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to look for the yearbook.
Yeah.
They didn't have one. They had no yearbook in 1939. There's a little kind of like sheet of paper with the old yearbooks, and it says that the 1938 yearbook overspent. And so they had no 19.
So 39 just,
39 just lost
it
everything.
It just doesn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a 39 graduating class reunion, I'm just not sure what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Once again, we played hockey with Fargo and some of the bigger schools. One write-up in the paper says that the winners kept Dablo busy at the goal all afternoon, but he turned back 26 of 28 shots.
Holy smokes. He did okay.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great goalie.
Yep. So, you know, not much that I can show you in the line of a picture. They had a banquet at the end of the season. And they had a master of ceremonies, and then they had people get up and speak. M.B. Zimmerman was the superintendent at that time.
Okay.
He hadn't been here very long, but he was the superintendent. And then Marty Ng, one of the coaches. And then Willard Dablo was also one of the speakers.
Wow.
So kind of cool.
I come by it naturally.
Yes, I think so. Then we get to 1940. Now, your dad graduated in 39,
mm-hmm.
So they lost a lot of their players, and so the team kind of went downhill a little bit, but they did play. They won 2 games that year, but one of their matches was more like water polo, the yearbook said. They played on the rink, and there was about an inch of water on the ice.
Okay, so things are melting.
I think it got a little warm that time, yeah. Yeah, so they played. They played, you know, hard and gave it their best. Sometimes they played in the winter carnival,
mm-hmm.
and so there might have been a pickup game that came along, or they scheduled maybe the Independents to play during that time.
Sure.
So Fargo was our team that we always had trouble with, and still today, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so,
it just kind of keeps going that way.
Yeah, but we did get a lot more players out in 1940, and then all of a sudden it was gone. Huh. There's nothing in 1941 or going forward.
As quick as it came up, it went away.
Yeah, yeah. So we had 5 years lucky.
Wow. Well, yeah. Janet, thank you for this.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
out of time,
You're
but
welcome.
Thank you for this trip. And this was nice, getting the family connection.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Talking Wahpeton history, talking hockey in Wapton history with Jan and Gageland. Any clue what next week's going to bring?
Well, I got a couple things bouncing around.
So. All right. Always great to have you in here talking history. Jan and Gageland, always talking with her at 8:10 Thursdays here at the Voice of the Valley. Little break, then we're back with Tom and Kathy in the Morning Zoo.
Mental health challenges among our youth have reached crisis levels post-pandemic. Anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction are at unprecedented levels among teens and young adults. Parents, if your adolescent, teen, or young adult is struggling with mental health challenges, empower them with a fresh start at Hazelden Betty Ford. Hazelden Betty Ford can provide a clear path forward for you and your children in network with most insurance. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota broadcast.